Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind?
Well, a few answers.
Finding edition of the program. Time between now and the bottom of the hour for you to tell me anything that's on your mind. We have two talk radio town halls today. Senator Kevin Cramer will not be on the program today. He's traveling. So we're going to take the talk radio town hall time a little bit in this hour later on to talk about something I consider fascinating, and that is weather forecasting, and specifically a new LRC, it's called. It's a long-range forecasting model that is sort of taking the weather meteorology forecasting world by storm because it's been wicked accurate. What it does is tell us literally within a few days when storms are going to come in. What it doesn't do, and this is typical with any storm, is where exactly it's going to be. So, for instance, the snow that was predicted here is going to happen. It's going to happen more in South Dakota and Minnesota than it is in North Dakota, as an example. So, a weather town hall, two great meteorologists, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will join us from our team, and then the inventor of this will join us as well. Gary Lezak's name, and he is a meteorologist from Kansas City, I believe. Anyway, very famous meteorologist. Here's the deal. Just like you call Senator Kevin Cramer and say, you know, why haven't we banned Russian oil, you know, imports yet? Why haven't we figured out what happened in election 2020 yet? Whatever. Put these guys through their paces. Any questions you have about forecasting and the weather and specifically this model, have at it today. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. Then next hour, we're going to do Talk Radio Town Hall on hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I am a bit of an evangelist with this therapy, not because I've had the benefit of doing it, but because a daughter of ours did, who had a concussion when she was a senior in high school. She's a volleyball player, got bonked good on the head by a volleyball, and the medical community, you know, typical medicine when it comes to concussions is just give it time. Well, when you're a senior in high school, and you are literally, Kev, what is the term for the hot shot volleyball player? Starts with an L. You know, that you know, kind of is the, wears the different colored jersey and goes around and
I don't know, captain, or I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're not a volleyball
not a volleyball game, no.
I want to say it's like libero or something. I can't remember how to exactly pronounce it. My wife will be chuckling right now. But our daughter, you know, had that position on the volleyball team. She's a great volleyball player, fun team. Shanley Deakins, we're all excited for the senior year. And bonk on the head, and literally the doctors say, go in a room. So, unable to, you know, study with her friends because of light, had to get in a dark room, trouble concentrating, headaches, all of that. And we looked at each other and just said, enough of this. Her senior year is just too precious to do this. Got her hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and all of those ailments quickly faded. And the quicker after a concussion or a brain injury that you get hyperbaric oxygen treatment, the better. So fascinating stuff. We'll learn all about that tomorrow. They're also hosting a seminar, bringing in a fellow by the name of Dr. Scott Scheer. He is a internationally known expert on this, and he's giving a free seminar tomorrow at the Avalon Event Center at 3 p.m. in Fargo. I just spell Avalon. You'll get the address. But it is an event tomorrow that I think Libero. What did I say? Libero. Thank you, Tracy, for helping me out. Volleyball parents should know that. Anyway, you know, the libero is kind of a big deal in volleyball, so she was. Also had a very good friend that had a bad brain injury serving this country in the war in Iraq. And, in fact, some doctors said the worst traumatic brain injury they'd ever seen from a military injury. Had taken out on a patrol one day, incoming, and literally was flattened and unconscious, didn't know what happened. The VA's answer to that was to medevac him out of there, put him in, some VA hospital in Washington State and pump him full of medicine.
And literally to the point his kidneys shut down, and his wife said, enough of this, we're out of here. Got him some hyperbaric oxygen treatment. He's a husband again. He's a father again from literally some form of a vegetable stuck in a hospital near death. So I'm a full-throated lover of this therapy, and we'll learn more about it next hour. In that talk radio town hall, I'll also tell you about this free event. Swanson Hyperbarics Therapy is putting this on, and their clinic is now open for 6 chambers here. And just for some general wellness, just to be able to say, I've done it, not just my daughter or my friend. I've done 10 dives and just sleep like a baby. A lot of folks are having great relief from COVID fatigue and kind of that brain fog, they call it. So anyway, very interesting. I think you'll like today's show. In the meantime, and all around all of that, your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. You can call us at 701-271-1100, 258-0550, or you can text me at 701-237-1590. Got that? 701-237-1590. Couple things on my mind today. One, the trucker convoy was nothing short of phenomenal. It rolled through Fargo about 4:30 last night, and of course started in Minot during the show, then went down to Bismarck, and not only in Minot, Bismarck, and Fargo were there people out cheering these truckers on. They were on almost every overpass on 94 as they came this way, and on the side of the road, 83 south of Minot, down to 94. Warms your heart. So if you were out there and took any of that in and want to share any of that, please give us a call today on the program and let us know a little bit about your thoughts on that. Because I was so inspired that just being among folks who just, this is just the best of America. It really is. I'm sorry. It's just the best of America. Just saying, you know what? I know freedom when I see it. I know that we're getting to a point where we can't recognize some of the things that are happening in this country. Let's not stand for that. Let's stand for freedom. Who can't stand for freedom? This is not tough. So anyway, a great day if we saw you out there. The other thing I wanted to say is I've been hearing about some of these endorsing conventions that are happening within the Republican Party. They're all done now. But a number of folks have reached out and just said, you know, I just don't feel this is right. And I'm like, well, what's not right? And they said, well, Rick Becker supporters, who I know is neighborly, wondered, you know, good neighbors, good Christian, you know, wonderful people, have treated people that are Hovind supporters, even Senator Hovind's wife, Mikey, as an example, Kathy Ness that I heard about up in Tioga, good people, I mean community-minded folks that give back in so many ways, treated like, you know, some sort of, I don't know, booed and hissed and yelled at and everything else. I just got to say this. Look in the mirror, people. It's time to be mad. There's no doubt about it. It's time to take our country back. But it's not time to be some kind of foul person. You know, you're not any better than the people that you're trying to fix. If you're, you know, some sort of, you know, undisciplined, tongued, you know, just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, okay? Just a couple things on my mind today. Because I look, every day we try and hold a program here that has civil discourse about things. I'm mad. You're mad. We want change. But there's one way to do that. There's one way to do that. And I do believe that a large chunk of these folks that are really agitated and really mad right now are good, God-fearing, freedom-loving people. And some of them have decided to hitch on to the Rick Becker wagon, which is fine. That's why you have primaries. I've said all along, I think this is good for everybody. Let's have a good discussion. But let's not be creeps. Let's not be screaming and hollering. And, you know, as far as the Christian connection, it's kind of odd of someone who really has a hard time even talking. I mean, he talks about being spiritual, but there was a time when he was admittedly an atheist. You know, was never pro-life until he became a politician. So, you know, just because you like somebody and the words they say, but don't necessarily share your values, to then turn into some kind of a monster over, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. So I've been very disappointed here. I've not seen it firsthand. I've not been there, so I'm taking this as secondhand information, but I'm hearing from enough people that I trust to say something's really wrong here. So let's not become them. Let's be civil in this conversation. If you agree, if you disagree, call me, 258-0550, 271-1100. Let's go to Western South Dakota, and Lyndon's waiting to weigh in. Lyndon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Scott. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One was about a conversation I heard last a week ago about the economic development program or project proposed in Grand Forks. I understand that has to do with some Chinese investment. My comment about that is, and I know you're a God-fearing man, but the Bible speaks many times about not being or to not be unequally yoked. Well, primarily, that talks about the death in marriage, but I think that also applies in business as well. And to me, to even open the door to, I'm going to say, our enemies, it's just misguided.
Right, I think that's being kind when you say it's misguided. I have real questions about that. What I would tell you at this point, all they are doing is having the company that wants to come here. And by the way, nobody knew this was a Chinese company. It was behind this investment until the 11th hour. That in and of itself is a flawed process. But I think there's enough protections where we don't need to worry about this one. And we'll talk more about it. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full, and our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Action Movers, offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. I tell you what, these folks have two men in a truck, and guess what? You get a little bonus, because not only do you get a low local move rate, but you get the best movers in the state, because they're professionally trained and background checked. So, whether it's getting yourself a storage unit and doing the move on your time, packing it up, they come pick it up. Whether it is a local move, you get two men in a truck. Whether it's, hey, I got to go from here to you know, Timbuktu. They'll do it. Action Mover is North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them at 701-566-5532. Weather Talk Radio Town Hall coming up later this hour. Plus, we have hyperbaric oxygen therapy in our focus for our Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So stay tuned for all of that. Lyndon, here's where I don't think, first of all, I couldn't agree with you anymore. We ought not have situational ethics when it comes to Chinese investment. And how this works is they get a site selection committee, or company rather, and they're U.S.-based. And, you know, they come to a town and they come to a state and they say, hey, we got this big investor who wants to do this project here. And they get you all enamored. And then at the 11th hour, you find out it's a Chinese investment. And that's wrong. The process is flawed here. It's got to be fixed. But I do commend Brandon Bojanski, the mayor there, who said, look, if there's any national security concerns here, if there is anybody that says no, Brent Sanford said the same thing last Friday when he was on the lieutenant governor, there's a process for this. The federal government says, okay, Chinese investment, and in this case, by the way, a majority owner who has connections to the CCP, hard stop. But the agreement that was put in place, I guess, last week, said, you know what? If the Air Force Base doesn't want this, if the DOD doesn't want this, if there is any national security concerns about this, we have an out. So they right now are just having the company pay for the due diligence of engineering and everything else. Well, that could be used for any company. I don't believe ultimately this company is going to end up owning that corn plant. So, but your larger point is a good one, and that is that we ought to be very, very careful about any Chinese investment in the U.S., period. Period, end of statement. Certainly next to a you know, ISG, Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance, ISR mission, rather, you know, up in Grand Forks and Space Force, because it's no accident that they picked that. So I share your concern.
And
that makes
not
sense.
Not just at national security, but even economically. And I don't have to, you don't have to go very far to point at what we're dealing with Russia right now. Here we are importing all that oil from Russia and funding their war effort. And when you start depending on economic investment from foreign countries, pretty soon when it comes time to negotiate something, all of a sudden you're negotiating from a very negative standpoint.
Completely agree with you. Good points. I'm going to keep going here because we have a short amount of time and a lot of callers waiting to weigh in. To Williston we go, and Ryan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Just calling to say that I'm going to support Rick Becker in the primary. John Hoeven has proven to be unable to keep his hands out of our pockets. We're seeing that with inflation nowadays, and our grandkids and great-grandkids are going to be paying for that printing late, long into the future. And then one other thing real quickly is this thought that, well, we should be thankful for John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer because they're better than say Minnesota's or Montana's or South Dakota senators, and to an extent I agree with that, but we don't have active influence over Montana's or South Dakota's or Montana's senators. We have influence over our own senators, and when our own senators do something that don't please us, then we should be free to tell them so and not have to worry about somebody saying, well, they're doing better than so and so.
Everybody's going to come to their own decision on that, Ryan. I totally respect the fact that you're coming to a decision that says I can control what I can control, and that's why we have elections, you know, right? That's why we have a primary. That's why we have a general election, so everybody gets to make that call, and that's actually, I think it makes candidates better. Let me ask you this: Donald Trump is full-throated supporters of both Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven. If you look at Donald Trump's economic agenda, his spending, all of the things that he wanted to do, 90% of it, Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven supported. So are you saying Trump got it wrong?
Trump is president. He doesn't have control over the purse strings. And, yes, I do not agree with his fiscal policies. We do not need to be printing money out the wazoo. That's why we have the inflation we have, is because we printed $5 trillion over the last 2.5 years,
yeah,
or $6 trillion, whatever the total amount is.
And some of that was
and
obviously
to
yeah. I mean, we're certainly paying for those sins now. I think the Biden administration did it just because that's what Democrats do, to hand out money. I think Trump did it to ensure the economy got through a pandemic that nobody knew how they were going to handle it. But yeah, interesting. You're, at least are you're coming at this from an ideological fear standpoint. Trump spent too much money, and I believe the senator supporting has spent too much money as well. So, interesting point. Thanks for the call. Larry West of Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning. You talk about taking back your country. I just was involved with, a friend of mine was involved with $20,000 by somebody that spent without authorization. There was a bid let for a demolition of something around Bismarck. Federal money, so they needed a disadvantaged bidder to bid on it also. So my friend, who is one, was asked to bid. They got the bid, okay? And the company, the main company, sent the contract back, and somebody in our federal government calls them up and says, the seventh page of that contract was a little fuzzy. I'm going to pull the bid from you guys. And they gave it to another company for $20,000 more. In this day and age, why didn't he, if he was on the phone, why didn't he just say resubmit that seventh page?
That seems to make sense, Larry. Hard to unpack all the details of that. Tell you what I'd love to do is learn more about that so we can ask some questions, pass it on to Congressman Armstrong, Senators Hoven and Kramer as well to do a little oversight there. Can you get me some more information, Larry? Hang on, Daniel. We'll get your email address and we'll connect after the show, okay? Deanne and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Deanne.
Hello, I just wanted to let you guys know I was at the convoy with my son in Bismarck yesterday. It was fantastic. It was so great to see everybody out there. It just was a moving experience, and, you know, it made me think of this. There's a song that I've listened to many times. I know you play Aaron Tippin a lot, but Chris Ledoux, fantastic artist, wrote a song called I Believe in America. And I just really think that it's just a good reminder for people to go out and search the song and listen to it again, that there's hope. There is hope.
I had the same sentiment from being there yesterday, Deanne. Well said. And it gives you hope to know other people care enough to go out there. And it was freezing cold. I don't know how it was in Bismarck, but Fargo was just...
It was cold.
Bone-chilling cold. And people were on overpasses, and they were out waving flags along 45th, and it was just so dang cool. And, you know, hope's a good word. I've talked to people who said, you know what, I know freedom in my heart. I know freedom. And right now we just got to take it back. We got to awaken people to it. Some people mock that. They think that's, you know, come on, freedom's under attack. Well, drip by drip, look over the last 2 years, it certainly has been. There's no doubt about it. Neat story, too, that I heard yesterday. A girl, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, raised money for the truckers and fuel and brought it in to the place where they were selling T-shirts, Fargo Commemorative Trucker Convoy T-shirts, to commemorate the event. And it was $1,000 from one little girl that had, I don't know how she did it or how she raised the money, but $1,000. I couldn't find her. I just talked to a lot of people who saw it happen, and that warms my heart. A lot of people did that. So it's you're exactly right. Really heartwarming. Thank you, Deanne. Appreciate it. More coming up. Swanson Hyperbarics today, and the Weather Talk Radio Town Hall is next on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in video footage appears to be struck by many munitions, causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Seen some hard times. Lord knows she's deep in debt. She's coming through another depression, and for some it ain't over yet. We've all been divided, playing our own selfish games. Why's it always take the hard times to get people back together again? But I believe in America. I believe in America.
There's a good bumper request right there, huh, Kev?
You bet. Yeah. That's what you said.
Exactly.
Chris
right.
Ledoux. You
thanks
bet.
Thanks for that suggestion. We're live today at Swanson Hyperbaric Therapy. And we're going to talk next hour about this life-changing treatment and the Talk Radio Town Hall on that. Also want you to know tomorrow, 3 p.m. Avalon Event Center, a free informational seminar with some of the best of the best, people that have been a part of this industry for decades and internationally known expert on it as well. Costs you absolutely nothing. So tell you more about that next hour as well. And the clinic is now open. 3541 25th Street South, Suite 200 in Fargo. All right, I mentioned PetroServe USA, our fine sponsor. Fish and fries today. Way to go. Nice little Lenten special at Valley City location. Meatloaf a choice as well. Spaghetti on 12th Avenue and I-29 or up at Harwood. Chicken Parmesan. Fried bacon. Fried or baked chicken, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. This is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA, Con Filet or Pollock Filet in Glendon, and meatballs in Linden, in Euland, rather. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. All right, very special Talk Radio Town Hall. As I mentioned, we have two of those today, and your questions, comments are welcome for our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, and his special guest today. Hi, Dino.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So who do you have with you today?
Well, we will be joined by Gary Lezak. And for our listeners that aren't familiar with who Gary is, he invented or coined what's called the LRC. And I'm sure you've heard us use that. It's a new way to forecast. I don't want to say it's a new way, but it's really starting to gain traction. On how to forecast long term. And the method behind it is, and Gary will tell you more about that, is that the weather goes in cycles, and each year is different in terms of the length of each cycle. Sometimes 30, 45, and this year's cycle length is about 63 days. And so the cycle pattern starts right around October 6th, and whatever pattern is in the atmosphere right in that time period, when you see that similar pattern come about again, that's your cycle length. And so this year it happens to be about 63 days. And then those same storm systems cycle through every 63 days, that's what it is this year, all the way through the summer, winter, spring, summer, and into early fall.
And Gary, welcome to the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Doing fantastic, and great introduction, Dean. That was really good.
Thanks, Gary.
What this pattern is. I love your intro song to this segment. We love America, and it is an amazing time we're living in right now. But, yes, the weather patterns are cycling. It's absolutely fascinating. There's a storm that's going to spin by just southeast of North Dakota into western Minnesota, maybe clipping your area, so you're on the edge of this next one. But the storm is right on schedule. The pattern is right on schedule. The weather pattern sets up in the fall each year, and we can go over why that happens. And then it cycles all the way through now, through spring, through summer, and then it will set again at the end of September and early October. So right now we're in this pattern all the way through. And so you've been experiencing this fascinating winter weather pattern, and it's going to continue.
And Gary, for our listeners that aren't familiar, how did you come about discovering what is now coined the LRC?
Well, I grew up in Southern California. I've always been interested in weather. Ever since I was about 5 years old, I was fascinated. Dr. George Fishbeck, a weatherman, a famous weatherman, and back in the 1960s and 70s, and moved to Southern California, and he was my idol, and he used to show these 500 millibar charts. That's about 18,000 feet above us, this river of air above us. He used to show it when a storm would come into Southern California. It wasn't that often. You know, Los Angeles doesn't have a lot of storm systems. But when I was a kid, he would show these, and I just got obsessed with it. And then I went to the University of Oklahoma, got my degree in meteorology, and in 1987, 1988, right after I started my career in television, in Oklahoma City, I'm now in Kansas City at the NBC station as the chief meteorologist. But when I started my career, 1 year in, we had a 1 foot snowstorm in December in Oklahoma City. And this is Oklahoma. Remember, Oklahoma City averages 8 inches of snow per winter, which means they go some winters with no snow and other winters with a lot. This is one of those lot years, very rare. They had a foot of snow in December. About 6-7 weeks later, they had another foot of snow, and I looked at the weather patterns, and I noticed that they were quite similar. And it was about 87, 88 that I noticed that it was not a coincidence. In the early 90s, I really came up with my hypothesis. I called it my theory. And then by the early 2000s, I started a blog in Kansas City, and the bloggers named it the LRC for Lezak's Recurring Cycle. My theory, and I'll be presenting this year at the AMS conference, but that's how I came up with it. And since about 2000 or so, last 22 years, we've gotten more and more accurate. We have a computer model, and it's accurate model that predicts the weather all the way through next September right now accurately, effectively. So,
and this, is the, this is going to be the interesting part of this conversation because he said two things already. One, this one currently is right on schedule, and also having an idea of what we're going to do, what we're going to have in the way of weather now through this fall, right, Dean?
Right, right. And Gary's his track record. I'll toot his horn in case he doesn't want to. But last year, using the LRC model, he forecasted quite a few of the hurricanes that hit the Gulf Coast. He forecasted in January to the day and the area, exact area where these hurricanes were going to hit in the Gulf Coast. I mean, that is, for 6 months out, that's incredible. I mean, it's just incredible.
Neil in Bismarck has a question for you guys. Go ahead, Neil. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Just wondering what that LRC model forecasts for rainfall this summer in central North Dakota. And also, I'd like to thank our representative, Kelly Armstrong, for the speech that he made on the House floor with regard to unleashing America's energy production. It's a fantastic speech, short, accurate, to the point, and really did a wonderful job of representing the state of North Dakota in making that speech. And I would recommend anybody listening to go to Kelly Armstrong's website and listen to that speech about unleashing America's energy production, because It makes you proud to be a North Dakotan and proud to have Kelly Armstrong representing our state.
That sure does. I saw it and posted last night. I can't remember if it was Facebook or Twitter, but I said, take that, AOC and Ilhan Omar and all the rest of you. He really nailed it. He did. So let's pick up on your weather question.
Yes, I'll let Gary answer that one. Gary?
Yeah, and I can't wait to listen to that either. So thank you for letting us know about that. But weather-wise, by the way, we have a product, a newsletter that keeps you updated and informed, and I did a whole North Dakota section on it, and I'll keep that updated because we got a whole bunch of new customers from your area. But go to weather2020.substack.com. It's weather2020.substack.com, and you can join. It's just $300 a year for an entire year, and I'll keep you updated and informed. I put the models on there. I'm looking at it right now. For the Northern Plains regions, including North Dakota, through the spring, we're really looking at, for eastern North Dakota, my model has 110% to 140% of average rainfall. That's through the spring, and that likely includes the summer as well. So above average rainfall, including some melted down snowfall from a couple more snowstorms you're going to get between now and the end of April. And so that is good news. It's much better than last year when we were in a drought condition and we predicted it would likely continue to be dry, which it pretty much was all summer. This year, a better chance of moisture. We are near what's called an anchor ridge in the middle part of the country, but south of the Dakotas. And it's caused drought conditions to develop across parts of Nebraska and South Dakota, but not North Dakota. So it's good news for you guys. Still not such great news just to yourself. And this pattern has just been fascinating. It's cycling, as Dean said, every 63 to 64 days, which means the storm systems that you've had will cycle back through in April and May right on schedule. And that's why we have confidence that our model, which shows 110 to 140% of average, will continue.
I just think I got to double check what I heard when you say April and May snowstorms.
April.
Well, April, maybe not May.
Okay, thank you, because I just about had a heart attack there. Yeah,
there might be one in early May, though. So.
Yeah, well, it has happened.
Yeah.
But so when you say the cycles you're seeing, is it about the precip or the temperature or both?
Precipitation on temperatures, let me just pan down. On temperatures, it has... I don't have the above average or below average, but it looks to be closer to average, maybe a little bit above average on temperatures as well. So, a little bit above average on temperatures. And I'm looking at it. Yeah, there's a couple colder periods. In fact, one of the colder periods is at the very end of April through the first half of May. The second half of May is above average, and June looks to be above average on temperatures. But when you have those cooler periods at the end of April and May, that's probably that chance of a late season snow and a very good rain, which would be good going into the growing season.
Yeah, and because I'm sure you know, Gary, the western part of our state, actually most of the state last year, even into South Dakota, suffered under drought. So that's great news for the farmers, even in the central and western part of our state. Do you think the drought is going to hold on into areas of South Dakota, stretching southward into Nebraska through the spring and summer?
Droughts are either expanding or contracting. This one is sort of expanding a little bit across South Dakota, Nebraska, and western Kansas. So the next 3 to 6 weeks, when we go into these spring weeks coming up, we're going to look for potential shrinking of that drought. We don't want it to expand anymore. For you guys up north, I think you're going to be fine. But Nebraska, South Dakota, western Kansas, Oklahoma, those are an area of concern as the drought is getting stronger in some of those areas. I do see some potential for some storm systems there, so we'll be tracking that. But the drought is slightly expanding, but not into North Dakota. That's good news.
Yeah, it sure is. And, of course, we've been light on snow out west as well.
Right, exactly.
So we're not going into the growing season with a lot of, after the drought last year, not a lot to spare. So good news there, but the rains are on the way. Any questions or comments for these two pros, give us a ring, 701-258-0550. We'll continue the special weather edition of Talk Radio Town Hall from Swanson Hyperbaric Therapy today in Fargo on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
If you make the switch, you'll find Chris Salcedo. Every weekday afternoon, Chris is on Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Chris and the team on cable, on streaming, on their apps, for the really big news. Every day, Chris Salcedo exposes the fake news. This week, he exposes Joe Biden's real role in the Ukraine disaster and the dangerous days ahead with China and Iran. Find the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax. And discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax. It's now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news network in America. Make the switch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Download the Newsmax app on your phone. It's free and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide incomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Make the switch, just like the Hennepin family did. Coverage is great, but the most important part is you aren't writing a check every month or having that debit in your checking account go to some woke company that just doesn't believe like you believe, doesn't care about the causes you care about. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate every portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So find out more. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. They have great customer service. They'll walk you through everything. Make it easy. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. All right, Jay and Glenn Olin, question for our guest. Go ahead, Jay. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
I can agree that some of the winds that we get will bring some moisture this year, but I'm still thinking a better than even chance of a drought out this way for this year and maybe pretty well into next couple of years as well.
And where's Jay at?
He's in Glen Ullin.
Okay.
Glen Ullin, observing of the sun and auroras and moon for 40 years. So I've been doing this quite a while.
Yeah, that's fascinating. There's the astronomical cycles are likely in charge, if that's a word, if that's a way to put it, of the way the weather patterns are cycling.
Based on the behavior of the sun, we're gradually going into an increase of solar activity, but it's awake now. It's not dead like it was a couple of years ago. And as it increases, we get more winds and dry out this way. And I'm thinking that's what's going to happen, especially west of Bismarck out this way this summer. There's a total eclipse of the moon in May, and every time we've had one of these, we usually are cloudy or get more moisture for some reason. That's at the start of the growing season. So I'm thinking the growing season, yes, will start out pretty nice. We may get some rain in the spring or April and May, but after that, boom, it gets dry and hot again like it was last year.
Well, I just don't think so. I think that you're going to have adequate moisture based on the LRC and what's going on. I understand your philosophy and these cycles you're talking about are an influence. But what happens with the LRC each year in the fall, the weather pattern sets up, and it is the dominant feature. These other features you're talking about are influences on the pattern, and we'll pay attention to them. But the cycling pattern, according to the LRC, is the dominant feature. It's the biggest piece of the puzzle. And so with this pattern continuing, I just think you're going to have adequate moisture in North Dakota. I'm not so sure about areas to the south and west and southwest of you, but you should have enough moisture at least into the early summer. And then summertime, something's going to be a wild card.
Dino, you have been talking about this for some time, and right. It's been fascinating to watch it happen. What I've seen, just as a novice in this, is that when you say a weather event's going to happen, it happens. It's just a matter of a few miles here or a few miles there or west or east or whatever, right?
And I've worked with Gary here over the last few years, and we like to spread the word because I'm sure a lot of people up here in the Northern Plains they've never heard of the LRC, and it's just a great forecasting tool, and it's great for agriculture. This is going, and eventually, not only is this going to affect agriculture, Gary, but Gary was talking earlier about just everything from travel, agriculture, everything. This is once this gains traction and people see how accurate this forecasting technique is. It's going to help out numerous industries.
Yeah, any weather sensitive business, like we talked about the tropics. If you're able to predict when a tropical storm is going to happen, weeks or months ahead of time, the hotel industry wants to know, all the way down to the Starbucks on the coast. Everyone wants to know when or where there's going to be a hurricane or not. And our number one target of the year, and I put that in our product, you can see if you do join, remember it's weather2020.substack.com just for the newsletter. It's really cool. And I put in there the number one threat for the 2022 season. And we have a potential major hurricane targeting Florida, August 22nd to September 3rd. And I brought in that date range, but most likely around the late August. There will be a major system, strong named storm developing near Cuba, tracking northwest towards Florida. So that'll be something to track. Probability of that happening right now is 64%. But remember, it's cycling. So 63 to 64 days before August, at the end of June, we will likely see a reflection of it because the pattern's cycling regularly. And to the caller, astronomical reasons, astronomical forcing is what we're talking about likely for what causes this river of air to cycle regularly. What ignites the pattern each fall is right at the autumnal equinox. When the sun sets at the North Pole, and that happens once a year on September 23rd, the sun sets at the North Pole, and it's twilight for 2 weeks. We get twilight for an hour. North Pole gets twilight for about 2 weeks. Then it goes dark right on October 5th, 6th, or 7th, and boom, this weather pattern begins cycling and sets up and is established all the way until the next September.
Fascinating, oh, fascinating. Yeah. This has been a wealth of information, which is great. I can ask you the most important question in the 30 seconds we have left, Gary. How many more blizzards before winter's done?
You're going to get one or two more very good chances, and later this month, and then in April, there's going to be one more chance, and then probably just a wet rainstorm in May, which will be great for you guys.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't need any more in eastern North Dakota. Push it all western North Dakota. They need the snow and the moisture anyway. But
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Fascinating. Do you know anything else you want to say?
No. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining us. And once again, if any of our agricultural community wants some personalized forecasts from you, how do they do it?
Go to weather2020.substack.com and for a whole year, it's $300.
I'll pop that up, too, on my Facebook page, so you got a link to that if you didn't get a chance to write it down here. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist. Gary, thank you both. Fascinating topic today on What's on Your Mind.
Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HVOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m. And you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue. Hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com, and we'll see you March 5th, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.